John Paul Hammerschmidt was born May 4th, 1922, on a 10-acre homestead along the forested banks of Crooked Creek outside of Harrison, Arkansas, to Arthur Paul and Junie Mildred. They were devout Presbyterians, descended from Germans on his father's side, sawyers and farmers. He said it was an idyllic but hard life. They chopped their own wood, piped water from cisterns, and subsisted on the garden, orchards, and livestock.
As I say, it was kind of a microcosm of a large farm. We had two cows. We always had a pony. And my father was very good about teaching us about horticulture, about trees. We had peach tree, apple tree, cherry tree. Then we had grapevines, vegetable garden, and all of us kids worked in both, but we learned to work in the vegetable garden. And then my mother, when we were little bitty, would give us little spoons, and we'd go out and plant nasturtium seeds or whatever all around our walks so we'd have flowers all around.
The future congressman had five siblings, two of them twins. They'd cross a heavy log spanning the creek to walk to school or play in town. He said his father was often mischievous and playful. He remembers taking baths in the wash tub and using the family outhouse.
We had a privy. It was kind of a fancy one. And had three holes, so my father could take two kids at a time out to the privy before we all went to bed. That was one of his chores. Now that's one of my fond memories of being out there with my father. And while we were there, getting ready for bed and doing that, our thing, my dad would take a newspaper or a toilet paper or some such thing. And of course, he smoked in those days, and he'd burn two eyes and a nose and a mouth. And they, by that time, he'd catch a fire and he'd put it down the hole. And that's the way he's amusing us, to give you an idea of my dad's humor. We were a very, very close-knit family, very close. Unfortunately, they're all gone except me. Now, why I'm left, I don't know. God's providence, I guess.
On occasion, young John Paul would help his dad and grandfather Hammerschmidt operate a number of portable mills traveling Boone, Newton, and Searcy County, sawing timber, which was hauled to their lumber yard in Harrison, sometimes via the Missouri and Arkansas Railroad, now defunct. And from lumber scraps, John Paul and his brother David built a series of flat-bottom boats to float on the nearby Buffalo River.
David and I would stay on that river. We'd stay on there for a week. Go down to sleep on the sand beach if the weather was really good in the summertime. But we'd push that boat clear up to Irby and then float back down and shoot snakes and at night grab frogs and do everything in the world. And I was only 12 in those days, but my folks let me do that.
Those childish expeditions would one day lead U.S. Congressman Hammerschmidt to sponsor a bill leading to the creation of the Buffalo National River, forever preserving the free-flowing stream from damnation by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He also spoke of traveling by car with his father around northwest Arkansas.
Most everything going out of town was gravel. I remember the different segments as they began to pave roads in Arkansas. I remember when it was gravel to Eureka Springs, and Eureka Springs to Fayo.
He graduated Harrison High School in 1938 at the age of 16, just a whip of a boy, weighing 95 pounds, which must have impressed its peers at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina, where he enrolled, later appointed to the Naval Academy at Annapolis, then shifting gears for a time in 1940, attending the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. He put aside his education for a spell during World War II, joining the Army Air Corps, training as a pilot, attaining second lieutenant status. He told Pryor Center interviewer Scott Lunsford that he was assigned to the much lesser-known India-Burma Theater, flying with Allied forces, including the Chinese, against the Japanese, primarily along the rugged and weather-challenged Tibetan border.
Yeah. It's an interesting, it's a forgotten war. Nobody knew that war was going on over there. You know, Europe and Japan were getting all the action. Everybody knew about those, but who ever heard about over in China, Burma, India? Nobody.
So did anyone ever get hit?
Oh, yeah, sure.
In your crew, on your plane?
No, not on mine. No, I got one guy hit right here with a 25 caliber bullet, ground fire.
Oh.
He was a kicker. But no, didn't get shot down or anything. You take quite a bit of fire. Those old planes are very sturdy. C-47s are marvelous. I mean, they've saved my life many times.
Before his discharge, John Paul Hammerschmidt flew 217 missions, was awarded numerous honors, including 4 Distinguished Flying Cross medals. He remained in the United States Air Force Reserves for many years after. He continued his college career at Oklahoma Agriculture and Mechanical University in Stillwell, now Oklahoma State University, studying architecture for a time, he said, with architect John Williams, who later established the School of Architecture at the University of Arkansas Fayetteville. They would become lifelong friends. John Paul was called back to Harrison to help run his family's prosperous lumber company, which he did for the next 20 years. There he courted and married Virginia Sharp of Bellefonte in Boone County. They married October 11, 1948, and had one son, John. Coaxed into attending a few county Republican meetings, John Paul Hammerschmidt was drawn deeper and deeper into state politics in Little Rock, and then as state treasurer, traveling to Washington, D.C., to attend National Finance Committee gatherings. There, he met members of the Republican National Committee. In the face of Arkansas's then 80% Democratic majority machine, John Paul Hammerschmidt won the Republican nomination for Arkansas's 3rd Congressional District in 1966, the first GOP Arkansas representative since Reconstruction. He was elected a dozen times more, defeating a young Democrat, Bill Clinton, in 1974.
And Bill, running in a Democrat district, was the only one that didn't win, and I felt good about that because he should have gone in. But that's why Bill occasionally remarks, well, you're responsible for me being in the White House, you know, because what he means is if I beat you, I'd have probably gone a different route. You
know? Right, right.
Although knowing Bill, he'd probably find his way in the White House.
One way or another.
John Paul Hammerschmidt, during his 26 years as U.S. Congressman, was a tireless advocate for active and retired servicemen on the Veterans Affairs Committee, improving VA casework programming, including health care, job counseling, and the GI Bill. In addition, he co-authored legislation passed in 1980 to create the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. In foreign affairs, he was present during the historic Middle East peace talks between Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat in 1977, when Sadat addressed the Israeli parliament. And he spent time in the Soviet Union during the Cold War.
Soviet Union, when it was falling apart, we met with the last of the old of the Politburo, the last one left in Kiev, Shcherbetsky, at the old Soviet Union power structure was disintegrating. But those were very interesting trips. I have a lot of pictures and tapes of those trips.
And likely due to crunching along hundreds of miles of dirt and gravel road as a kid with his father in the family car, Congressman Hammerschmidt became ranking member of the Public Works Committee, working in the Transportation Division, dedicating hundreds of millions of dollars to improve interstate and highways across the nation, including Highway 412 and later I-540 in Arkansas, working with the Northwest Arkansas Council.
Alice Walton was chairman of that, and I'd worked with her when I was in Congress. Then I became chairman of that council because Alice asked me to.
That council was also a major force behind Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport, XNA, criticized by national media as a federally funded boondoggle being constructed in the middle of nowhere. And throughout, he remained a big proponent of toll roads.
Now, you know what Oklahoma did when they built the Turner Turnpike?
Yeah.
That became a cash cow for everything else, and it always has been. That's why Oklahoma has such good roads.
Conservationists and recreationists have John Paul Hammerschmidt to thank for the creation of Buffalo National River, the first river of its kind with that designation, in the early 1970s, collaborating with the late Dr. Neil Compton and Ken Smith of the Ozark Society. John Paul Hammerschmidt retired from Congress in 1993, and during the interview, Scott Lunsford asked him to name his favorite president.
Well, of course, my closest friend is George Bush, and he's a favorite president, all right, but Ronald Reagan, I guess.
You're talking George.
George the Elder. Jimmy Carter was a wonderful Christian guy who couldn't run the White House. Lovely fellow, but believed in turning the other cheek, and in foreign policy, I don't think you can do that at this stage of the game.
He liked and supported President Nixon to the bitter end of his impeachment and spoke well of President Bill Clinton.
Yes, we have a very good relationship. He was governor when I was in Congress, so we had a lot of mutual constituency. So I had a lot of high-level correspondence with him about certain issues, and they were always very on a high-level scale. But we were always very cordial with each other.
Towards the end of the six-and-a-half-hour interview, Scott Lunsford asked former Congressman John Paul Hammerschmidt his advice on seeking political office.
That's why we're here on earth, after all, whether you're in office or out of office. If you're a shoeshine boy, a banker, or a congressman, your goal is to serve other people.
In 2005, John Paul Hammerschmidt donated his congressional papers to special collections at the University of Arkansas Library in Fayetteville, the largest manuscript collection to date. And on December 17th, he received an honorary Doctor of Laws degree from the University of Arkansas during fall commencement. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.